Dane County is proposing to spend $1 million over the next year on new stormwater infrastructure and other equipment, anticipating climate change will bring higher temperatures and more intense rain or snowfalls. Other communities in Wisconsin and elsewhere are also making adaptation plans. Former Wisconsin State climatologist Pam Knox is now an agriculture climatologist at the University of Georgia. She told the Society of Environmental Journalists over the weekend that adaptation has economic benefits.
Conserving energy, conserving water, conserving soil, all those things are economic benefits that sort of balance out some of the economic costs that go in there.
But many adaptation plans are being made when some scientists say climate models aren't detailed enough yet to be accurate to a specific community's needs, just over a range of about 150 kilometers or about 90 miles. Moat Ashfaq is a climate scientist at the Oak Ridge National Lab. He says more pinpointed predictions may be on the way.
We are developing next generation of climate models where we are going to run the next experiments at 25 kilometer resolution, even finer than that. Now, if you have that kind of setup, that should enable us to tell the policymakers and the end user more accurately that what climate change means to them.
Ashfaq says at this moment, adaptation is just a fancy word. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.